Welcome to the XSF podcast, hosted by Devante and Lou. This is the podcast to show that every human is capable of being extreme. Tune in to discover how you are too. Welcome everybody to episode 25 of the XSF podcast. We are so excited to be here with you all today because today we got down and dirty with self-control. Really talking about how we can utilize that a little bit more in our lives and really in regards to our training. Me and Lou drop our two top tips for you guys today on how we all can get better at self-control. And do not get us wrong, we are two humans who are still dealing with this ourselves, and we do know this is all a team effort. So hey, if you guys want to be an extreme human, make sure you're open to just learning from other people and just really getting experience from life. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yesterday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it went skydiving. It was, to me, it was amazing. Amazing. Like, amazing. You're free falling out of a plane. Like, yeah, you know, see this? What?
Who'd you go with?
Oh, a friend of mine. I'm in North Carolina right now visiting a friend, and I was like, bro, we're jumping out of planes. And he was like, cool. So we went Piedmont skydiving in North Carolina. I think Salisbury, North Carolina. Amazing.
There you go.
I mean, the instructors. Yeah, the instructors are so dope. It's a seamless operation. They go over everything with you. It's amazing, you know? It's just accepting the fact that you're jumping out of a plane.
Yeah. I was going to say, what is it like when you go to jump like that? Because I know me, like I was getting ready to do rappelling out of helicopters. It's a lot different. Mm-hmm. How was it like stepping to that edge? Did you have to have somebody with you or did you? Like,
of course. Yeah. You were. I did nothing besides just free fall and have a camera in my hand.
Because you have to go a couple times, I'm pretty sure, in order to have
tandem.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Tandem jumping.
Okay.
One of the coolest parts to me is going over the edge because you're like, I'm jumping out of a plane. Like you're like primitive party. It was like, what are we doing, bro? We're jumping out of a plane, and you're like, since you're consciously aware of what's going on, you're like, yeah, we're fine. We got a parachute. We're cool, you know. But like,
deep down, your body's like, we were not made to do this.
Yeah. Exactly. You have like this nerves feeling, but you're like, I was fine. You know, some people on the plane are like bugged out, and also like the instructors. The instructors are like messing with people too.
I would definitely do
dude,
that.
Dude, it was great. Like, the instructors would be like just saying the most wild stuff. And like, my guy was like, I was just so calm and ready because I was so amped. I was going to jump out of a plane, you know? And like, at one point, the dude was just like, you ever feel like you're forgetting something? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I have that feeling right now. I'm like, well, we'll find out, bro. Like, if you forgot something, we're going to die. So I hope you didn't, but we'll find out. You know?
We'll figure it out at that point, I guess.
It was just dope, though. You free fall for like 45 seconds, just full blown. And then he hits the thing and you're like.
Face is probably just like.
It's dope. I just got the media for the video. I'm going to put it all together and put it on Instagram. It's dope. It's dope. Yeah, because I got the camera special, so you have the whole flight going up, like when you jump, when you're jumping, when you're coming down. It's amazing. Bro, and when you hit the parachute and you drop. Because when you're going down, you're like this, and when you hit the parachute, your legs just like drop, and now you're just like, it's like, just, and it's chilling. It's amazing.
Yeah, when you have this such a, catches you, it's probably just
God. And you're just like, and you're just floating in air, looking at everything.
It's like, I'm definitely down for that type of stuff. Like, that feeling, like, I think that's, I mean, why I skateboard, too. Like, you get that feeling every time you go for a gnarly-ass trick, like, that feeling in your gut. But, like, that's the difference, though, is, like, I feel like some people, like, you tend to run away from it. Like, even getting in front of, like, a crowd of people, like, talking, right? Like, I get butterflies doing that. But I don't look at it as being nervous. I look at it as the same way I would skateboarding. Like, I'm excited as shit to do this. Like, yes, it's something I'm – have not done and have not ventured into yet, but maybe I have and I'm still just like, damn, this could be risky, but hey, use it as a form of being motivated and just be like, hey, cool, like this is a good feeling. Use it as that, not be something.
Dude, I thought about that with skating. Is that's how it felt like when I'm like, the way I skate, if I'm going down a really steep hill, the nerves that you have when you're like, yo, I can fall, whatever it is, and you're,
when you're bombing a hill,
and then you hit that, you hit that flat ground, and you're cruising. That's how it felt when you're free falling, and then all of a sudden you hit the parachute and you're cruising down.
So it was just like that, though.
Just like that's how I could, like, I didn't honestly put that together till you just talked about skiing. I was like, yo, that's exactly how it feels, like that nerve of like, and then all of a sudden you hit the flat land, and you just. Chilling,
coasting, such a good feeling.
So dope. It was so dope.
That's so sick. That is so sick.
So, and I'm so at an experience.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, okay. That's no. You so experience right there, real quick. Like,
yeah,
that's just something I've been thinking about a lot lately. Like, I've been thinking about my life and like how many different jobs I've had and how many different things I've had. And, like, looking, I used to beat myself up about things like that. Like, oh, you're such a quitter, blah blah blah. And it's like, nah, dude. Look at it as like you wanted to just experience new things. Like, you got out of what you got out of it, and you were like, hey, let's move on to the next. And, you know, being able to push yourself past those things, because there's so many jobs like I wouldn't have taken, and if I couldn't get rid of that feeling in my gut, like, hey, this isn't something to be like necessarily nervous about, just get excited about it and just see what happens, let it go, let life take you. Same thing about jumping out the plane. I mean, you have no control. That's just like letting, that's just a form of just letting life take its course. Like, hey, I'm gonna do this, I want to do this, like, whatever happens, happens. And I think that's just like a beautiful thing to be able to get a hold of.
If you're one of those people that always have to be in control, then skydiving is not for you, because you're not in control. Like, well, at least the first couple of times, you have to go with someone. So it's like, you, like the guy that's on your back, it's all up to them. If they mess up, you're done. See you later. Because I'm not a skydiver. Like, what?
They're the one who, like, pretty much like makes you jump, right? Like,
well, that's the thing. Like, if you, if you're about to go up to the edge and you start freaking out, legally they can't jump. They have to stop. But they're in control of everything, where they pull the parachute, they guide you down, they're navigating the winds, they're doing everything. You're just chilling, if you're gonna, or freaking out, whichever one you want to do. You know, being in the present moment or thinking about death, I could die. Like, yeah, okay, you have to get past that. Like, yo, worst case scenario right here, we die. Next, and then you just enjoy it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And experiencing the experience. Like, I can now say I know what it's like to go to the edge of one of those single propeller planes and jump out of it. Like, to me, that is so dope. I tell you what, I still can't hear out of my right ear because I'm nuts. And apparently, when I was coming down, I was screaming my head off and singing Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. And apparently, you're not supposed to do that because you're closing your air pressure. So for like, when I first came down, bro, I could not hear. I'm screaming at everyone. Then my left ear is fine. My right one's still like a little shot. Like, I have that echo, like, after I get water in it, you know? Am I regretting of what I did? No. I would do it all again the same way. I don't need this. Yeah, I got two of them.
Yeah, dude, you're good. My hearing's been messed up. JoJo always tells me you're deaf. It's like I had to get ear surgery twice now since I've been out the Army, so trust me, I get you.
Damn, dude. Bro.
Got these big old headphones on. Talking about flying, though, there's this thing I want to talk about with birds, bro. I'm going to bring it up on screen if it'll even, like, show. I'll put a pop-up on there. But it's super funny. We were trying to figure out the other day, like, because, you know, like, some birds made for life, right?
I was trying to figure that out.
Because JoJo was telling me, yeah, so, like, there's some, okay, so, like, penguins, right? Like, I know this is a little bit off topic, but, like, they, no, not really, but they mate for life. Like, so a lot of, like, the ones in, I believe it's Antarctica, I can't remember the name of them exactly, but the big tall ones, like, the 3 foot tall ones, they mate for life. And so we looked it up. I was like, what else mates for life? And actually a lot of birds mate for life, bro. Geese, swans, cranes, eagles. And even there's a lot of like monogamous bird species that cheat, bro. They cheat. There's cheating ass birds. And some of them get divorced, dog. Tell me that ain't some shit, dude.
They got divorced.
This is from birdswatcherdigest.com, everybody. I'll put it up on screen and there'll be a link in the bio. But yes, dude, they a lot of those birds mate for life. Some of them cheat and some of them get divorced, dog. They must be going through some custody battles. You know how many kids
on the birds. Could you imagine that? Oh my gosh. That's got to be worse than I don't know, man.
It has to be.
It's wild.
Like, when you see, like, you know, oh, dude, it makes sense. You know, you see, like, birds out there, like, tweet, 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 like, going at it and stuff, bro. They're probably just
dealing with it. Dude, the other day, I was walking home from the gym in Manhattan. I saw a pigeon hop on another pigeon's back. I'm like, they're about to get down. You know what I mean? Then it was, like, three pigeons came and just cock-blocked them full up. And I was like, That's messed up. But now that could have been, he could have been cheating. You know what I mean? And that was like the dude and his two brothers, like, yo, you know, that's my girl, you know, or my pigeon.
Yeah.
You know,
or the some home girls or something pulled up like, hey,
yeah, like, some, like, you ain't cheating and shit. You know what I mean? Like, they came with a crew. You know,
yeah,
that could have been it. That could have been the dude and his girl and his side piece, and the three people were you know, his real girl and her two friends, and they ran up on her because pigeons are crazy too. They don't give a shit. Like, taxi comes, like, yeah, you better move for me, bro. New York City pigeon, don't care. You want to know a quick history about New York City pigeons? Do you know why there's so many pigeons in New York City? Because back in the influx of immigrants, they took pigeons from Europe and brought them to New York City just to have food. That it was like, that's how bad times were. It's like, yo, you want to eat? Shoot a pigeon out the sky and cook it. That's why there's so many pigeons in New York City. It was originally for food. Yeah, it was originally to feed all the immigrants that came over.
I feel like that's just
a story.
Way to get sick. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, so.
Maybe now, like, if you were to go eat pigeons.
Yeah, like, it worked, though. Sick. I mean, that's. No, I mean, they had to improvise. Like, you had to make it work.
Yeah.
I feel it.
You had, like, you know,
no, it's just
tons of people coming in. They didn't have, like, mass production of food, so, you know, pigeons.
You had to make it work. They're there.
I can just see you being at the round table.
Better than like us.
How do we feed all these immigrants? Devontae's just like, I feel like you need to get everyone sick.
Yeah, bro, I don't know, dude. Hey, guys.
I know about pigeons, bro. You know, you can give them something else.
Figure something else out.
Yeah, man.
No, it's just funny because I just like
for you.
Yeah, a little bit of bird knowledge for you too. I don't know. I just thought it was funny, dude. I was just like, dang, that's so interesting.
Dude, that's wild. Because you could think about like
most of us humans can't even mate for life, bro. Most of us humans cannot find one person and mate for life, bro. Like the fact, like, I don't know. It's just funny that birds can do that. Like, I get their, I mean, their lifespan is like compared to ours. I'm like at least a lot. Like, well, eagles live for a long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, with us too, though, humans have a lot of the other things that go on in our heads that keep us.
I was just going to say.
You watch some. But I watched this one documentary. It was like The Family Next Door. Talk about self control. Homeboy was apparently the best husband in the world. He came into this woman's life. The whole family loved him. They had two kids. Long story short, he finds some other chick he falls in love with. So his way of getting out of it kills the kids and the wife, gets rid of their body and acts like nothing happened. Obviously, he got caught, but like that's the human mind. That everyone thought this guy was amazing. He, oh my God, Scott was the best thing that ever happened in my life. And he finds someone else he goes falls in love with, and instead of self control and having to be a man, listen, this is life. Like, honey, sweet kids, you got to get divorced. You have to deal with that. Like, no, this guy kills everybody and hides their bodies. And then tries to lie about it. Like, I mean, literally tries to get away with it. Like, full blown, the way he's acting and everything. And, like, that's, you want to talk about self-control and then the human mind. It's, you got to face these. Like, that, you know, that's why I'm so adamant about facing yourself. You know, that's why I'm so adamant about facing yourself. Because the more we distract and we go through life, you know, from high school, you're the man in high school, whatever, you're really smart in high school, whatever your thing is in high school, then you get from that, and now you're in college, it's always progressing forward. It seems like everything's good on the surface, but when everything has to settle down, for instance, COVID, for example, when COVID made everyone settle down, a lot of kids lost their minds because in a superficial world, they were doing so great, you know, everything was, he's going to college, or Timmy's saving some scratch on the side, you know, he's got a girlfriend, he never gets in trouble, never been arrested, all this good stuff, and then everyone has to stop. Look at themselves and all those distractions, the job, the school, everything slowed down, and they go and lose their stuff because they have no actual, they forget self-control. They don't have any identification of who self is. They think they're all these degrees and these studies and all these things. And then when those stop, who are you? Who am I now? Am I the CEO? If I lost my job, am I still the CEO? Oh, no. You know? And then if you don't even know the self, you can't even have self-control. How can you control yourself if you don't even know yourself?
And that's just, you know, like something to really talk about, especially with like training too. Like, that's something that I would like to talk about pretty heavy for today's episode, just because it's pretty at home with me. And I feel like a lot of people too, like, speaking of being at home, like, I know a lot of people still can't go to some gyms, or some people just still don't want to.
Our Canadian friends can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
Up north in Canada, they still can't even go to gyms. And the reason their government's giving them is like, Ugats, come on.
Yeah, like, oh, but it's just like, for me, that plays a heavy role into self-control and being able to tell yourself, like, hey, although I'm at home, like, I'm going to get my training in, I'm going to figure it out. I'm not saying it's going to be anything like if you could go to your regular training spot, no, but that also plays into the fact of, like, hey, you still can do what you need to accomplish your goals, right? Or at least stay in line with them. So when you can go back to the gym or you can start doing whatever you want, like in my case, I can't skateboard right now. I twisted my ankle. So if you don't know, I had surgery on my ankle, reconstructive surgery. It was going all good 2 months into it, went to Chicago, rolled it again. And I was on like an up and up for a while. Like I was getting back to loading with body weight and then got hurt. And then I was like, okay. So I went back to the doctor, found out that I didn't tear anything off, whatever, right? So then me hearing like, hey, you're good, just take a break from PT for 2 weeks. I threw self-control a little bit out the window. And I mean, I didn't go crazy. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't out here trying to do squats and stuff, but I wasn't being as mindful because it felt good until it didn't feel good. Because it was like, oh, my kid's on the ground. Like I would just squat down, like ass to grass squat, total knee flexion, everything. And it felt good to do so until all of a sudden, like the night came around. I was like, okay, I'm hurting a little bit. Or I'd go on like longer bike rides. So I have a client who's downtown and I live about 15 minutes from downtown St. Paul. So I bike down there, right? And I'd bike down there. It's all downhill. But then coming back up, if you know in Minnesota, in St. Paul, we have to go up over the Mississippi River and it's just big bridges. Either way you go, it's just this uphill from there. And that just tore my ankle up more than I knew because it was just like a progressive thing that happened, right? And if I would have been able to been like, hey, like have a little bit more here, because it was just I let it off the reins a little bit, because it's not like I also went balls off the walls and tried to skate and do all this other stuff and blah blah blah. Like I got the clearing to even like cruise on my skateboard, but myself felt like I wasn't quite ready. I did it like once or twice and I was like, I'm not gonna push that. So that was me being self-control. But on the other end, I could have dialed it back a little bit more and been like, hey man, like today I could be getting back to doing some front foot elevated split squats, but now I can't and I have to completely dial it back to out of the boot, no load type stuff stretching right now until I come back from my trip to Missouri this week and then go back to PT next week. So it's just one of those things that can really bunk you down. It starts to play with your head, especially when you are like somebody who's goal driven with your training. And if you're training for sport, or you skateboard, or you're just training for a specific goal, like you want to lose weight by a specific time or whatever the case may be, having that self-control, like that's going to be your saving grace, especially on the mental side of things. Because once you start letting that slip a little bit, it just feels like you lose control. It's everything's just like, oh, cool. Like now I'm not doing what I wanted to do. I'm not accomplishing my goals, blah, 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 blah. All this stuff starts to fall apart. And I don't know how you feel about that, Lou, but that's just like how I've kind of seen it for a while now.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to self-control and training, you have to, again, when I said earlier about understanding yourself, right? Because you can't have control of yourself if you don't know yourself. So if you're, for instance, I think of a client that are like, all right, I'm so motivated on Monday. I want to get in the gym 5 days this week. All this stuff they're telling me. And it's like, listen, Mo, I've been training with you for 6 months now just to get you in the gym 2 days a week is a challenge. I get it. You're motivated on Monday. Let's understand ourselves a little more. If it's such a challenge to get you in the gym for 2 days, why all of a sudden we go to five? Let's say two this week. And if I'll give you the workouts that if you get the two, we got three more to go, you know? So controlling yourself too is even when you're about to get into a goal. Understand the self-control you have to have to not all of a sudden, like how are you going to go from a couch surfer to 5 days a week in the gym? You know what I mean? Have self-control when you're even setting limits on goals. You know, no one's out here pushing ourselves except ourselves. So when you make an agreement with yourself to be like, yo, I'm going to go to gym 5 days a week and you only made it two, yourself starts saying, yo, you're a liar. I can't trust you. Now you really don't know yourself. Now you really have no self-control, exactly. You know, and you have all these things happen. Why can't I get to the gym? Why can't I get to the gym? Excuses, excuses, excuses. When if you just started on self-control from the jump with the goal and said, listen, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to go about it. I'm going to go 2 days this week. Hey, if day three comes around this week, bet. And if it doesn't, hey, you still got your goal of two. You know, you didn't say five and made two, and now you feel like poop about it. You know what I mean? I can't believe you said poop because I didn't want to curse. It's the first time I did it in my life. That's amazing. That's self-control.
We're doing good, though, I think. But I just realized we
were. Yeah, dude, we are. I just said poop. Yeah. I just said poop. I don't have kids. You know what I mean?
Stuff.
What's going on?
Good stuff. I almost said the other
that's self-control,
one.
Bro.
Yeah, dude.
Self-control, dude.
Applying what we're talking about.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, like, even with self-control now, when it pertains to anything, like I said, anything. When self-control first, you need to understand yourself to have control of the self, right?
So, and number then self-control one, so two, number one tip, like, would be know yourself.
Yeah, know Which, yourself to know, have control of
if
yourself.
If you don't really know how to do that too well, or you need assistance, we do have an episode. The last episode, episode 24, is all about that. So if you want to go back and listen.
Yeah, and real quick to touch on it, it's literally just have a self-reflection every single day. You don't have to sit in meditation, journal. Even if you sit down and stare at the wall or outside and look at a view, but just don't stare at your phone. Don't stare at books. Don't get distracted. Sit with yourself. Look in the mirror or something, because that's how you're going to understand the things that go through your mind that make you go, that make you don't go, that prevent you from getting these goals, that do anything of it. Because we all are ignorant to think, I'm born into this body, I know it. Just like you going to the gym, right? Yes. Like, imagine you're 16 years old and you have your family's wealthy like that, and they turn around and go, honey, I'm going to give you a call for your 16th birthday. And you just hopped in it and you think you got it going on. Boom. 5 feet later, you hit a parked car. That's what we do when we go in the gym. You know, because we don't have the self-control to sit back and be like, wait a second, I actually don't know anything about the human body. Let me now go check this out, which also takes the ego hit. You know, that's where self-control and the ego now come into play, because you have to have that self-control to talk to the ego to say, yo, Mo, I don't know this yet. Let me figure this out. That's also self-control, because our ego will tell us, like I'm catching that stuff. And I was in the airport the other day, and I was ear hustling a little bit. I was doing some ear hustling. I heard a little conversation, and these two people were talking about, like, why something happens at an airport. And instead of actually looking it up and figuring it out, they made two assumptions, and that's what it has to be. Now, these two people go tell two other people that, and it's all nonsense. Instead of having the self-control to put the ego to the side and be, hey, let me actually learn this. I don't know. Instead of assuming we know and just letting it go. You know?
And that's, like, the thing, too, is, like, just being able to look at it like that, I think, is amazing. And I love that you brought it up that way, because, like, I think what we should do is hit it with our big top two tips on how you can get better at self-control. Because I love that one as number one would just be know yourself. Just going deeper into exactly what you're just saying. And also, before we hop into this, I think what should be the second one, I do want to bring up that we have some coaching slots available, because, you know, we're talking about self-control and we're talking about people getting back to training. And if you're having trouble, you know, getting into it, it really, even just, let's say you know what you want to do, but you're just having trouble getting to the gym, having that coach by your side can really, really help. And I've seen it excel so many clients. So if you guys are interested... Yeah,
that's what I mean. Coaches have coaches.
Coaches have coaches. Yeah, like
straight up. I pay someone to write my stuff up. I have a coach, and I could write it myself. But self-control now takes me out of the play, because I'll sit there for 3 hours trying to write something up when I can give it to some other really good genius brain. Not saying I'm a genius, but someone who really knows their stuff and is handed to me. Now my self-control just execute. Yeah, he's an idea. You know, that's the way it works. Yeah, that's the way it works.
I got other people's stuff to do, and
Michael Jordan had a trainer. Like, you know, we go into the gym thinking.
Yeah,
you know?
Everybody, dude.
Self control.
That's the thing is, if you guys want to, even just sit down and have an online consultation, you guys can head over. I'll put a pop up on screen. I know it's washed out. I'll figure that out on the TV. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're just listening on Spotify, you can watch this stuff on YouTube. Link will be down in the show notes for you guys all to tune in with us here at the XSF Podcast. And once you head there, you'll be able to click that online consultation. I'll go back, actually. You can click the book now. It will take you right to the booking options. It'll pop up with a calendar. You can choose either me or Lou. And then you can go right also to learn more if you just want to learn more about what the consultation entails. I'll let you know now. We're just going to really dial down on what your goals are and what we think. Not even what we can do necessarily get you there, but what we see, what will get you there. And then it's your choice if you want to work with us from there on out, right? Yeah. Now, another thing I want to bring up really quick is we have an email list. And if you guys want to get signed up, we have a sign up form now on the website. Now, the website is going to be getting an overhaul. And this will be actually happening after this episode comes out. So everything will be in set right now. There's a little thing here, and I'll make sure it's zoomed in on the screen. But for those who aren't watching, down in the description, I'll have a link directly to the page that will take you right to the Be Extreme newsletter, right? So if you want to be part of the Be Extreme newsletter, that's where we're going to be dropping emails every single month on deals, all the podcast episodes, some great things from podcasts, maybe some special videos that are coming out, maybe some special guests on the podcast.
I'll be dropping some Lou wisdom on you. You know what I mean? Some things I pick up from the people I follow. Just some you know,
of good stuff. And
yeah, because there's a lot
also,
of
also some skate clips too. I got some stuff in the works to get some skate clips going each month from some homies around here. So Yeah, if you guys want to be a part of that, head to the website. I'll have all the links and stuff.
Yeah, and another thing with our newsletter, too, is, like, there's a lot of newsletters out there that will state some things, right? To me, I like some. I have some. I follow some. Mm-hmm. We're going to do our absolute best to never give you some type of biased opinion into society right now and just give you some ways to help yourself, because that's something I can't stand these people trying to do. It's like the Daily Stoic real quick, okay? Because I just got to do it. It's the Daily Stoic. I love it. I get emails from them, you know, good. But then when you throw in your opinion too much, you're not too stoic on it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
so cut it out. Yeah. Cut it out. You don't got to tell me about vaccinations. You're not a doctor all of a sudden. Now, like, everyone wants to talk about, you know what I mean? I got to save this for movie trust, because now I'm about to go off the hinges, okay? So when it comes to self-control, when it comes to self-control, this is me understanding myself and where I can go with this. So I put this on the In Movie Trust podcast. That's where we go nuts. This is where we have self-control, okay? So I'm controlling myself to go nuts on the other podcast where I go nuts. There's no self-control over there. And over here, we have self-control, because I know myself.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And
now, as we speak this too, though, because I like to always be truthful when it comes to self-control, I didn't have the most self-control, for instance, Friday night, because I was supposed to be up early Saturday for a podcast. Didn't make it. Okay? So we're not all perfect.
It's now Monday.
You know what I'm saying?
We're here.
We're not. Yeah, it's now Monday, okay? But we're doing it. The point is, though, I don't ever like to think, Pete, like I sit here on some pedestal. Yeah, I happen to be sitting on a bench right now because I'm not in my usual place. But
like literally,
we're all always working together, always trying to get better. So self-control is not something you just obtain and all of a sudden sit there and go, I have self-control. It's something you always, every day, got to work at better, getting better at. I think I said that right. You know, so that's another thing, because, you know, because people get down on themselves a lot, too, when they don't do. Like, I could have sat there and like, I'm a loser, I'm miserable. But you're also great with that, because you don't ever make me feel like that. You know what I mean? Like, because I do sit there, I'm like, bro, you're 31 years old, you can't make it to the podcast, kid's 23 with friggin' three kids, he's there. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? but listen, like, we're all getting better at what we do, you know, and now we're here doing it. Like, that's just something I have to say, because I there's something within my head that always goes like a governor I have, that when I'm starting to feel all this, it's all of a sudden smacks and it goes, yo, you're just a human. Chill out.
Boom.
Chill out. Yep. We can you can mess up tomorrow. You can mess this all up, Lou. You've done it before. You know, I have that part of me that's always just waiting, not sitting there saying like, oh, like this negative thing's gonna happen in my life, but just like, yo, Lou, remember,
okay, man.
There's still parts here that can make you go crazy. You know, so it's like we're always trying to get better to help each other. We're all walking each other home. Okay, love everyone.
That's the thing too. I love that you. I just love that you brought that up. It's the fact that it's learned. No, I think that's the big number two thing is like, hey, it's know yourself and give yourself the time to learn, right? And it's like not only learn yourself, but learn truly like what you want and learn from others. Like be open to things and be open to different situations. Like I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for the experiences I had, like we were talking about at the beginning of the episode, right? And it's like, I was able to experience things and be open. Like when I was younger, I was so closed off, dude. So closed off to hearing what anybody had to say, because I was just this kid without a dad, and I was just angry all the time. Like, well, I just didn't know what I wanted with life, right? I didn't know who I was, all this stuff. And then went away to the Army and started figuring myself out. And I was like, okay, like, all right, now I start to see some things. And I was open to the people around me who were really trying to just not even necessarily trying to teach me things, but just like letting myself see like, okay, this person's able to do this. How is that so? And then just being like, okay, and deducing that for myself and just being open to those things.
Check this out. See, that's what I so admire about you is at your tender age, you literally understand that. Like people, I think, have to understand more that every, that's why I believe that, but every single person, every second of your life can be a learning lesson if you're looking for it. Literally, if you're looking for it, you know, if you look at life that way, if things happen for you, not to you, otherwise you're going to be, I can't believe this person's acting this way and they're making me mad. They're making you mad. So your control is with them. Other people could, and when you bring, no, that's not what I'm saying. It's actually what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just breaking it down into a term in which you're not thinking about. So once I put it into your consciousness like that, all of a sudden you freak out, you know? So the fact that like, that's what it is though. Like, understanding there's somewhere to learn it of everyone. Like I can learn from you every single day to have that ideology of, oh, you're young, why should you know things? Like, no, it's like, I admire it, because what I was doing at your age insane compared to what you do. You know what I mean? That's why I'd sit here and mind, not sitting like, oh, you shouldn't be that way. I talked to an 18-year-old who I have 3-hour-long in-depth conversations about God and existentialism with. He's 18. Like, at 18, I was talking about selling drugs. Like, that's what I was doing. Like, so for me, it's fascinating, but we can all learn from each other. And again, that takes self-control, because a big part of self-control, too, like I said earlier, is about the ego. To control, not just control, but understand it, see it.
All right, really quick, got to give a shout-out to our sponsors here on the XSF podcast. Now, make sure if you guys want to check out any further information on all these amazing humans and companies, that you just check the show notes. Everything will be down there underneath our podcast sponsor section. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop is located in Golden Valley, Minnesota. They have an online store, and like I said, you can check everything in the show notes for their website link. Now, Third Lair has been an amazing place for not only myself, but a lot of other skateboarders here in the Twin Cities and even around the U.S. They have everything from skate gear, wheels, boards, bearings, trucks, all the way to their own apparel, so you look fresh while you're getting those clips and landing those tricks. They also have everything from skate lessons to skate camps, so make sure you check them out. Keeping it on the skateboard train, now we got to give a shout out to our sponsors, Monte Coso Skateboards. Monte Coso Skateboards is a Minnesota-owned and operated business. They are also all about the community, always out there trying to give back, put out things that are really just helping the kids be able to prosper in the skate game. Now, besides that, they also have very, very durable boards. Most durable boards I've ever skated myself, and I've skated quite a few. I've jumped down rails, jumped down stairs. This board has even hit the corner of concrete walls, and it still hasn't chipped. I'm telling you, you want a durable board that is still lightweight? Check out Monte Coso Skateboards.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Batch Roasting Co. Batch is an ethnically sourced, minority-owned, organic, fair trade coffee company roasting out of Brooklyn, New York. Let me tell you, Batch is some great people making some great coffee. Trust me, I'm a self-proclaimed coffee connoisseur. I've had delicious coffee all over the place. And when I tell you Batch is some of the best coffee I've ever had, I'm not just saying that. You know what I mean? We just don't let anyone be our sponsor. You know what I'm saying? We jive with our products that sponsor us. So trust me when I tell you, Batch is some of the best coffee. You can find Batch on Instagram at BATCHROASTINGCO. That's Batch Roasting Co. You can check out their website, BATCHROASTING.com. BatchRoasting.com. Type in LBOMB at checkout for 15% off your entire order. That's LBOMB at the checkout. Go get some delicious coffee by some amazing humans. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Jetty Woodwork. Jetty Woodwork is a veteran-owned and operated woodworking company out of Long Beach, New York. They are great people creating great products. I personally bought a custom board for my brother, a cutting board. We got into some chefing and we got a little custom cutting board for him. They threw an MB on it, a little pot plant on there for us because, you know, he's a marijuana enthusiast. So, amazing product. It's amazing stuff they do over there. All their wood is locally sourced. Their cutting boards are 100% organic. And like I just said, they'll put anything you want on there. Just great people doing great things. Definitely check them out. You can find them on Instagram at JETTY Woodwork. That's Jetty Woodwork, JETTY Woodwork. And be like, all right, dude, I don't know everything. We all go through life thinking you know everything. Oh, I'm born an American, so I know about American history. I'm a patriot. What makes you a patriot? You pay taxes? You have to pay taxes. Have a little self-control and figure things out. Yeah. Learn things. You know, that's, you got to understand, put that ego aside for a second, have some self-control with that. And be like, all right, let's learn now. Now I can learn, you know? Crucial. That's crucial because when the ego runs everything, yeah,
it's just it's hard to see anything else. And we're not saying like, and I don't. And this is something that me and Lou still, like we just said, deal with to this day. Like him, like having the whole Friday thing. Me myself, with my suites and my training. You know, it's the same thing. Like we all have it. We are learning from each other, and I love that you brought that up because, you know, we're all about humans helping humans, and we love to just kind of round every episode off with that. And, you know, to just give you guys a little rundown of everything, our top two things about how you can get better at self-control, especially when it comes to training and your life in general would be to, one, you got to know yourself. You just have to know yourself, know what you want, and that just goes deeper into that. And then second would be, you got to give yourself time to learn. Learn from yourself and learn from others. Yeah. That's just a big thing. Be open. Yes. Be open to the knowledge around you. There's a lot out there, and you just have to be willing to see it. But you got anything else for him today, Lou?
No, like I said, like, know yourself. And again, it takes a while. We go through life thinking we know it already, but you don't. So understand, like, all right, it's going to take a while. I'm going to go learn myself. I'm going to know myself truly. Not my first name or my parents' name, or I'm an American. Any of these things that they just put on you externally, find out what's internal. And then find out what you want. Because like my man over here, Devontae, was saying, if you don't know what you want, how do you know where you're going to go? You know, you hop in a, if you get in a, you know, a little, what are those things called? I'm going to say a schooner, a sailboat. If you get a sailboat and you just don't know where you're going, you just let the winds hit, you're going to end up on an island you didn't want to go to. You know what I mean? And that's life. You know, if you don't know where you want to go, you're going to be a place you don't want to be at. And then guess what you're going to do is complain about it. You know who you are, know what you want, and then do your best to get there. Because it's not easy either. You could give up. You can always give up, and then you're going to be the guy or the girl who's 60 and miserable and hating on the kid who's doing it because you didn't do it. Ah, kid, I told you you wouldn't do it. That's negativity, baby. You want that positivity. You know what I'm saying? And so,
you don't want
man, know yourself, self-reflect, that's and then know what you want.
There we go. Boom. And give yourself time to learn. You know, don't think it's going to happen tonight. Don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, but you can start today. Simple as that.
Yeah. Right now, everybody. Later.